You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Was Carla catfished by a man in Chicago? It's B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. So, Carla, this is crazy to me. You met a guy that you have kind of talked to, what, on and off for, like, forever.
Yeah, we meshed on Hinge in, like, January of this year, but we never, ever met.
So we're talking 7-8 months.
Yeah, and then, like, I mean, I got a boyfriend in between, so we kind of stopped talking. And it was, but he was always, like... there? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, we followed each other on Instagram and never unfollowed each other.
Right.
And we'd been meaning to hang out for a really long time and it just never worked out. He'd be like, oh, I'm sick. Or I'd be like, well, I can't. Or, you know, whatever.
Right. I feel like, though, there would be some nerves. And, like, if you talk to somebody for 2 or 3 days or a week on Hinge and then you meet in person, it's like, okay, whatever. There's a little bit of nerves with that. But I feel like when you are talking to somebody for 6, 7, 8 months before you ever meet, you start to build up something in your mind about who they are. Not only who they are, but you know in your mind that they've created this idea of who you are.
Right.
So then when you meet, is there disappointment? Is there excitement? Does anybody feel catfished? Like, do you think he might have felt catfished when he saw you?
No. So, okay. So we didn't give each other time to think about it because I had, like, posted where I was and then he DM'd me and was like, oh my God, I'm also here. And I was like,
At the same bar?
At the same, yeah. And so I was like, oh my gosh, is this going to be like, we're gonna meet, whether we wanted to or not. Like, this is it.
Yeah, if you didn't, it would be weird.
Right. And so we say, hey, and we got to chatting a little bit and he was like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy because I feel like I've known you this whole time, but like, this is our first time actually meeting.
Right.
And I was like, I know. And I asked him, I was like, do I look the same in my picture than I do like right now? And he was like, yeah, no, you absolutely do. Like, you look exactly the same. And he looked exactly the same. In fact, dare I say, he looked cuter.
He looked better in person than
yeah,
he does.
Yeah, he was shorter than I expected, but he looked, he's,
okay.
Pictured-wise, he looks the same.
Rank him 1 to 10. Just based on appearance.
Based on, like, you see.
You can do half sizes, too.
Okay, I think he was a solid 8.
Not taking his height into consideration, just that face.
Face card? 10 for sure.
10.
Yeah, he has a really pretty face.
Okay, and then based on height, how much does that bring his score down?
You do know I dated a guy who was 5'4 once, so like that doesn't matter too much to me.
But what's the score?
I can't say.
It brings him down to a...
like an 8.5?
So he loses a 1.5 based on his height.
It's not just the
so
height.
So your Mr. 5'4 Shane. That you dated before Shane. Must have been the most charming, handsome man ever.
He was.
Oh, wow.
He is.
There you go. Oh, I was like, RIP?
No, he is. I only date charmers.
Is that so?
For the most part. At least they are in the beginning, right?
Always.
That's how they get you. But yeah, I don't know. He was really, really nice. We had a lovely conversation. I remember one of the biggest reasons why we ended up not really meeting was because he was terrible at texting. And I was like, dude, you're so boring. Like, ask me questions about myself. Like, what? And he had told me, he was like, I'm way better in person. And I was like, I'm not going to give you the time of day in person if you can't even text me right. But anyway, now that we met, guess what?
Well, you ripped the Band-Aid off.
He is so much better at talking in person.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Sometimes us dudes are not the best.
At a
life,
lot.
But particularly with, like, texting.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't a date, and I don't know if we're going to see each other again.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, would you consider seeing him again? Because that wasn't a date. Would you consider seeing him for a second time but going on a first real date?
If he asks, yes. But I'm not going to go out of my way and be like, oh, my gosh, I had so much fun. We should hang.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, if you're out there.
Because I'm the catch here.
If you're out there, Mr. 10, minus 1.5 for your height, ask Carla on a damn date. Go out.
Yeah, I want to go
take
do something fun.
Wine and dine. Carla deserves somebody to come knock on her door and bring
with
some flowers. Yes, and take her on a date. A proper date. Yeah, pick her up in your car. Hold the door.
Whatever happened to guys bringing girls flowers on the first date?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't had anybody bring me flowers on a first date in a really long time.
Yeah,
in fact, I had a guy one time who was like, I meant to bring you flowers and I just didn't have time. And I was like, why would you tell me that?
Oh, yeah. No,
should've,
that's the worst. Shoulda, coulda,
woulda. That means nothing to me.
In fact, that's worse.
But yes, it's arguably
I
so much worse.
I didn't make time for you.
I'm like, oh.
Here I am.
But I'm here. Surprise. Shut up.
Well, you know what? If that guy's listening, I hope you do it right. Do it right.
Damn it. Do it right.
Somebody do it right. Hey, Can't Crush Carla, and a chance at $1,000 is coming up next, like we do every single weekday at 7:50. It's Moe and Carla Mornings, commercial-free on B96.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.